Good evening, and ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Higher Dimensions with Phyllis Spreiter. I'm your host for the evening, and we have a lovely guest this evening.
We have what?
You all know, a lovely guest.
Lovely.
Yes, all my guests are lovely. It's not necessarily feminine, but we all have people that we think are lovely people.
Mm-hmm.
This is Winfrey, and he is familiar to the BBS radio people. Good evening, Win. How are you?
Hi, Phyllis.
How are things going today?
I don't answer that question.
You don't want to answer the question?
Yes, Don. Folks, for those of you that have listened to the Don and Win show, this is the Phyllis and Win show.
Oh, Lord, buckle your seatbelts, darlings. We're off on a rocky start.
No, we're not.
At any rate, I'm so glad to be able to welcome you to the show.
We're going to have a lot of fun.
Hmm?
I'm glad to be here, Phyllis.
Thank you. I know you are.
And don't mind me. Like, being obnoxious is just...
It's part of who you are. I know, dear. And it's all right. I've raised children, and I've been married. I understand.
it's the way I deal with my ancient rebellion to authority, you know?
Oh, well, sounds like a personal problem. We're not going to go into it here. Talk to me when I'm doing my hypnotherapy, my therapist stage. Then we can go into personal problems. But other than that, everything is beautiful. Anyway, it's a lovely day, and I am so glad to be able to welcome you to the show. And we had a little brief talk yesterday, and I think that I really enjoyed learning a lot about you, and I'm sure many people know about you. But for those who don't, I'm going to let Win do his own personal introduction to who and what he is and what he does and how he's trying to serve spirit or God or the universe, however we care to term it. And go ahead, Win. Describe who and what you are and what you're doing.
Phyllis.
Yes, dear.
I can't figure that out.
Well, you know, as best you can. Give it the college try. That's all I
have. All right. I'll give it the college try. First of all, I'll say some of the things I've done out in the world, okay?
Right, that works.
And start with there. But that's not who I am. Those are just things that are done.
Yes,
finished,
yes.
You know, because sometimes if you say that's what you are, you start identifying with it.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean.
And you're unidentifiable, I understand.
Well, you know what? I mean, you know, if you're going to identify with the divine, you have to not be what you are in the world. You have to be just I am.
That's true, too.
So,
You're part of all that is. I understand that.
Right,
okay.
Right. As are you and as are all our listeners, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, I've written a book that's been out for a few years now, a couple of years,
mm-hmm.
which tells the story of a young man who the book pretty well proves for most readers is Edgar Cayce returned.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a big fan of Edgar Cayce's, as are many people who have been into metaphysical things.
Well, I am also, and quite frankly.
You are too, yes.
Yes.
And I started researching this book, and mm-hmm. I convinced myself that this guy was Edgar Cayce.
Mm-hmm.
But as I started studying his readings,
uh-huh.
I realized that something was being presented that was far beyond anything that even Edgar Cayce presented.
Mm-hmm.
Because Edgar Cayce was limited in what he could receive because he was a fundamentalist Christian. So even though they got as far out as they could, there were certain restrictions on how much he could hold in terms of truth.
Well, the other thing I would think is, and for the times as
and
well.
And for the times, exactly.
Because otherwise, you know, we've had a burning at the stake, and this is not the way we want to go.
Exactly.
Okay.
You're absolutely right. It's both Edgar Cayce and the times. So now there is a entity, I say an entity, that's
mm-hmm.
not exactly the right word,
mm-hmm.
because it's not an entity, a single entity. It's
right.
a group entity, a group
yes.
soul.
Yes.
That is now speaking through David Wilcock,
okay.
that if all the premises are correct, is exactly the same group that spoke through Edgar Cayce and has been part of the evolution of mankind for the beginning of history. And this particular group soul has identified itself as the Ra Confederacy. And it's perhaps composed, that this is something that's going to be new for most people to hear this. I mean, most of us, if not, you know, all of us, but certainly almost all of us, are prisoners of this reality.
Yes.
We're prisoners and we don't know what's going on.
Right.
And in every day we hear this opinion and that opinion or this philosophy and that philosophy.
Right.
And we don't know what to believe, really, ultimately, unless you have some kind of experience, really deep experience that convinces you. You know, when you hear another story, it's just another story.
Mm-hmm.
So as I was writing the book and researching the book, I said to myself, I know this guy's Edgar Cayce, but this story is wild. This is like something I've never heard before.
Right.
And, it, you know, his readings were not only explaining this Ra Confederacy, the group soul that was speaking through him, they were explaining this dimensional shift, this end of a cycle, the end of the Mayan calendar end.
Right.
And there was humongously great wisdom in these readings. And ultimately, they were explaining ascension, this process where certain percentages of people are going to disappear from this realm in some way and end up somewhere else.
Right.
So as I was researching the book, I said to myself, I don't know if this is true. I know he's Cayce. I know this is wisdom, but I don't know if the rest of this is true. I mean, it fits in with Jesus. It fits in, but how can you, you know, convince yourself this is true? So I said, I'll put it in the book and let people make up their own minds.
May I ask you this? How has the Edgar Cayce Institute reacted to the theory that it is it Wilcox?
Yeah.
That this man is indeed a reincarnation of Edgar Cayce.
You know, that's almost everyone, I say almost not everyone, but almost everyone who is a Cayce fan that reads my book believes he's Cayce. But the Edgar Cayce Institute, the ARE, really doesn't take a position on it.
Okay.
Which is I would say, kind of smart, because
let's
say even if they announced that he was Cayce, they would suddenly give him huge power in their organization.
Well, yeah.
And he would probably, I mean, knowing David, he would probably, you know, be over, you know, fine with that for about 6 months. And after that, he would say, I want nothing to do with ARE. I'm on my own.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's just David's personality. He's like that with most people, including me. He just moves through people and goes on to the next. So if in fact they
sorry,
said it,
what do you mean he moves through people?
Well, I mean, you know, it's like he works with somebody and then he moves on to the next thing. In other words, David and I are not, even though we worked very closely when we were writing the book.
Right.
We've moved on from each other.
Okay.
He's moved. You know, I've watched him move through. When I say move through, you know, he gets aligned. He's close, and then he moves on. He hasn't grounded or committed himself to a group of people or a wife or something that keeps him grounded. He himself, as a young man, I would say, still unfolding himself.
How old is he?
And he's 33 now, but, you know, this was happening when he was 28.
Okay.
So, you know, the ARE is a very stable organization. It's spent years building the credibility of Edgar Cayce.
Right, exactly.
So, it would not necessarily be appropriate for them to risk all of that with, you know, endorsing David, as, you know.
Gotcha. Okay, I just wondered what it was, that's all.
Yeah.
If they had any opinion, whether it might be or it might not be, but each person has to.
They say, if somebody calls them, they say they have no opinion. They say, there's many people that say they're Cayce, and, you know, for someone to decide themselves.
Huh.
Okay. Now, to give you an idea on some of the testimonials on my book, I have very, very smart people reading my book who, Uri Geller, for example.
Okay, yeah. Put
on his website, David Wilcock as Edgar Cayce.
Mm-hmm.
Reverend Beverly Craig, who was the minister at the La Crescenta Church of Religious Science.
Right.
This book may be the most important work in contemporary spirituality, explaining how to maintain one's connection to divinity on a planet in transition.
Right,
okay. Or, you know, Sandra Ray, have you heard of her? She's written a number of books, including Loving Relationships. She was one of the first rebirthers in this country.
Okay.
And she said, when I got to page 26, I had to close your book for a minute and pray like mad that I could be of proper service to support this.
Right.
And, I mean, you know, so...
Fabulous.
Intelligent people,
yes.
Discerning people, are reading my book, and it makes sense to them, okay?
Okay.
I mean, when the book first came out, it was hard to talk about because everyone thought, well, maybe this guy is just trying to exploit something. But now...
That would make sense. That would make sense under the circumstances.
It's got a track record. And,
yeah.
I mean, not only that, this group Soul, here's what gets really far out.
Mm-hmm.
This group Soul, you know, it's hard to visualize in a human physical body what a group Soul actually is.
Right.
But the way they describe themselves is they think of us as a amoeba-like form of energy spread through your galaxy that when you tune into our frequency, our energy can move into your space.
Right.
Okay. That's how they describe themselves, which means as we're talking about them right now,
yes.
People who are listeners actually...
Yes.
May have some experience of an energy shift, and that just might be this raw confederacy in their space. Certainly people that are reading the book have had that experience.
Okay.
I mean, many people have started writing down dream messages, and...
Well,
I'll
have to get your book somehow, or you could send it to me or whatever.
I could probably do that.
I'd love to.
Yeah.
I have a passion for reading, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Email me your...
Okay.
Your address.
Certainly, I'll be delighted to.
Now,
yes,
you know, obviously, what I'm saying, I'm speaking like as a guy who was researching the book, who was investigating, who spent many, many hours, studying David Wilcock and his readings. And as I told you on the phone, where this thing goes over the edge is 2 years into writing the book,
mm-hmm.
which was in 2002, in April of 2002, 2 years into it, there was an intervention in my life that is still going on where I started to have communications.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that happened was not, I didn't start channeling myself, but I had a personal relationship that without me looking for it, without me asking, spontaneously started to talk to me, and I was asked to ask questions. And, you know, for 6 months I'm getting answers about everything you can think of.
Right.
And
cool.
This voice said they were the Council of Elohim.
Uh-huh.
Now I looked up the word Elohim, and it's the other group soul. It's there's two group souls that have been majorly impacting our planet. Now, there's a lot more than that. It's very complex. But in a major way, it's these two group souls, and the Elohim is the other group soul. So this is the story gets really wild. And if anyone wants to check out my website.
Well, please feel free to give the website at this time.
My master website.
Hello?
Can you hear me? Sorry, somebody's calling me in.
Yeah.
My master website is higher-vision.org.
Okay.
And that goes to a website about my book. It goes to a website called Conversations with My Girlfriend, which talks about all these channeling experiences and how they occurred for me, et cetera, et cetera, and has transcripts of the original channelings. And then there's another website called dimensional-shift.org, which has many, many of the channelings posted there, which we do on our conference calls. So, but higher-vision.org is the master website.
Okay.
And also, you know, we've been doing the Don and Wynn show now. Don is the founder of Bloggin.
Yes.
We've been doing that for now over a year.
Right.
And we've actually had a personal relationship, one of my personal relationships, spontaneously start to channel on the show.
Wonderful.
And that's in the archives of BBS. You can look. I think it's December 10th, 2005.
Okay.
So I started doing a conference call.
Uh-huh.
And we're doing the conference call 7 nights a week.
Right.
Basically, I know that people need support. The planet is going through immense changes. There's things that are scary. There's things that are beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But many people, they find something like BBS or find a source of alternative information.
Right.
And oftentimes they have nowhere in their lives to turn to keep that reality reiterated. They're alone and isolated.
Yeah.
So I started a conference line where people could get to meet each other and network with each other. And it's working. And these group souls are on the conference line energetically. So that conference call is now on BBS. It's on Mondays at 6:30 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time.
Okay, so it'll be 9:30 on the East Coast.
9:30 on the East Coast, yes.
Right. Okay.
Now, actually, we do it on the telephone,
uh-huh.
and we've been doing it on the telephone. We just put the call on the telephone on the air. And because what's happening is there's getting to be too many people checking in for the conference line.
Oh, really?
So, oh, yeah. And so.
Oh, how wonderful.
So that's the way.
So to listen to the show, you have to go on BBS Radio now?
Well, you can check it. If they want to try to check in to the conference line, they can email Suzanne@higher-vision.org. I don't put the number out publicly, but somebody can ask for it. Suzanne@higher-vision.org, and she will email you the conference line information. All I can tell you is the people that have been checking in regularly to this line have had the most amazing transformations in their life. And sometimes we've had a live channeling on the line. So,
fabulous.
So,
cool.
I
like that a lot. I like what that says.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Oh.
You know how to talk on the line. I told you, Spirit would make it easy for us just to go ahead and chat.
You see that? I started talking. I never even said what I was yet.
You are talking about being, which is similar.
Mm-hmm.
What one is as a being, not a doing, but a being.
Mm-hmm.
So this is fabulous. I'm having a lot of fun listening.
Well, thank you. The problem is I talk too much, so you have to talk now.
Well, that's all right. I was going to say I would encourage our listeners, if someone has a question, to call in. Remember, this is a live show, not pre-recorded, and we're not dead yet. So it's a live show, and you will get a response. Sometimes I'm a little slow on the uptake on beeps, but Don has promised to double beep me, so I know there's somebody there, because sometimes I feel I'm out there and nobody's out there listening.
Mm-hmm.
So if you feel like calling in, making comments, asking questions about this, please feel free to do so. We always enjoy having people come in and join the chat. It's very important to become in that one with each other. So
mm-hmm.
this is a fabulous, fabulous thing. And I have a great deal of fun with it. I've been a little on a year on this show as well, on BBS Radio. And it's one of the highlights of my week. I have so much fun here. It's almost criminal.
It's almost criminal.
I have so much fun. It's so much fun. You'd think it was illegal, but it's not.
You mean it's like a drug without drugs?
Yeah, I get high without drugs, honey. I don't need anything but good spirits. No pun intended. As soon as it left my mouth, I was thinking to myself, oh, Lord, that's a groaner. But, this is such a wonderful gift to be able to chat with people, to connect with them, to learn what's going on in the world and to get explanations. I mean, very frequently I will have people ask me to explain what's happened to them, and I usually can tell them, you know, what it is that they're going through, whether it's a consciousness raising or what have you. And it's interesting because a lot of people say, I have nowhere else to go to get the information. And you had touched on that exactly this evening,
mm-hmm.
that many people don't know where they can go to get the information they need.
But after they get the information,
yes.
they have nowhere to get support. That's even worse.
But yes, yeah.
You know, some of this stuff is, I guess the word is catalytic.
Yes, it is.
And when you need support, I mean, you know, if you're talking about changing consciousness,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's not just information. There's a reference point for consciousness. And when you feel a new reference point,
mm-hmm.
your whole being says, I want to go there.
Right.
But everyone in your life mm-hmm. is kind of behind. Not that they're bad. They just haven't had that reference point. So,
I was talking to a nurse today. In fact, a friend of mine brought her into my office. And she did psychiatric nursing, and she said a lot of times while she was doing this nursing work, someone would come in with a family member, whether it's a child or so forth, and they say they're hearing voices. We need to put them on some kind of drug. And she'd just sit down and talk to them, and what she's very spiritual. What she said was, this young man, for example, told her, you know, I had a near-death experience, and his mother tried to tell him he did no such thing.
Mm-hmm.
Even though she acknowledges that he, mm-hmm. he just was unconscious. That's all he was. He had no near-death experience. Not validating, you know, this, and then trying to tell him they're crazy. And so, you know, you say it often enough, people tend to believe it, right?
Well, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
If somebody's got voices, and they hear voices,
mm-hmm.
I mean, my friend who started channeling at first thought she was crazy.
Right.
And I said, you can't be crazy.
Yes.
This is too intelligent.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm having intelligent conversations with an intelligence which is even more than your intelligence, you know?
Right. And so it's crazy.
There's something going on here. And, of course, in my case, they proved to me, without a shadow of a doubt, that
mm-hmm.
they were real. I mean, they're doing miracles. They're predicting newspaper headlines.
Right.
So,
Well, that's true, too. You want to validate things as well. That's the other thing that is very important that we do get across is you don't take things just at face value, ladies and gentlemen. You
mm-hmm.
validate them through
mm-hmm.
your own experiences, through your own filters. It's,
you must validate.
Blind leads. We're not looking for blind followers at all.
You must validate because
yes.
if you don't, just because a voice is coming through,
yeah.
it could very well be negative.
Right.
And you don't ever assume voices are positive that are speaking through somebody. And
right.
even I, who's been doing this now for a while, I never, ever let my guard down and assume
mm-hmm.
that I can just blindly trust things without both feeling it in my heart and cross-referencing it.
Right.
You know, there's a very interesting thing happening with me right now.
Go ahead.
Which is really helping with that process.
Okay.
And that is, I have two people in my life that are both channeling the same sources.
Huh, okay.
And so they've arranged it this way so that I can validate my information and cross-reference it. So,
well, see, yeah, this is interesting. It's complicated, but interesting. Because
well,
I like to check sources too. I don't usually blindly accept something. You know.
Yes.
But then again, I never assume people lie to me either, which is a kind of a silly thing now that I'm
out
in the real world. You know, it's and people do not tell the truth. And I've never understood the reason why, but okay. Because usually you get found out, and I'd much rather not apologize. You know what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying?
mm-hmm. Well, do you know why people that are negative, the reason
yeah.
that they're that way, mostly is because of fear. They feel, that, in other words, they think, if I don't get the edge, someone else will get the edge.
Well, I understand. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Or if I make myself vulnerable, she'll only hurt me and leave me. So.
Well, now that I understand, but you know that I understand.
You do? You been there?
Well, I guess I understand it, except that, you know, the truth is so important to me, and it has been since I was a tiny little kid.
Yeah.
That, you know, I never got away with lying, by the way. First off, I never profited from lying, so lying to me was not an alternative in my life. It simply, I got nailed if I tried to move a whisker away from the absolute truth. It wasn't pretty. I couldn't lie if I wanted to.
You couldn't. Well, you know what? You're one of those people who are from another dimension who've come here to help during this period.
I can believe that.
And I would suspect that. That's how these group souls are explaining it. That this is a very amazing period that we're in.
Yeah.
And many people here. Most people though that have come in from the other dimensions have gotten lost. That's the problem. They've gotten lost in this dimension.
Well, because they don't understand it, and it's hard to work through. It's so thick that you have a veil of forgetfulness.
Right.
And you also get caught up in the emotional brouhaha, and it's the emotional drama, I guess is perhaps a better word, of the earth plane.
But you know what? There's so many false levels of, or I won't say false, but lower levels of reality, right?
Right. Exactly.
And
it's
so,
kind of hard to weed them all out, frankly.
That's it.
So, yeah, I understand that very well. It's interesting you say another dimension, because sometimes I felt like I don't belong here. I'm not sure where I belong, but and it isn't here, you know. And a lot of people have said that to me. I feel like I'm just visiting here.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, and I said, you'd think we'd choose Club Med instead of Club Earth, you know.
Club Med instead of Club Earth?
Yeah.
that's very good. Club Med instead of Club Earth.
We could have a high old time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Palm trees, no mosquitoes, you know. The whole gracious goodness type of thing. But at any rate, other than that, what are some of the things that are coming up in, do you have anything that's coming from your future that people can sort of tune into to see and question or validate what's going to happen soon so that there's something that we can say, all right, wait for this to happen and see. Here's something that you're hearing today, and here's the time span, and you know, wait and see before you, do whatever.
Right. Well, you know, basically, the future is based on probability vortexes.
Yes, that's true, too. Yes,
and that even when they look at something, they can see it from the perspective of, here's what my, if everything stays the way it is today.
All things being equal, right.
This is what might happen.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, the problem is if you put it in words and you actually say it, especially if it's a negative outcome, then you are giving energy
also
and support to that negative outcome.
Yeah, and that is understood.
So.
Well, I wouldn't say anything negative necessarily, except that something that they might be,
So I will give you a general bunch of things.
Okay.
And you know, things that in general timeline, which I believe is fairly accurate. Okay.
Okay, that'll work.
But and this is basically pretty much confirmed by both groups, not just one, but both. Okay.
Okay.
So plus, if you start looking in history.
Mm-hmm.
You get into things like the Hopi prophecies.
Yes.
You get into many, many other sources of information.
Right.
Which seem to back this up, okay?
Yeah, they seem to be congruent.
Yeah, they seem congruent. So here's the outline, and that is that we are at the end of a 75,000-year cycle.
Okay.
And what that means is that this energy that scientists call the unified field,
right?
which metaphysical people call etheric energy or vibes.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It spreads through the whole universe.
Yeah, the stuff on which the universe is based, right?
Yes, this energy is at its strongest peak in 75,000 years.
Right.
And that energy is causing huge amounts of transformations throughout our solar system.
Okay.
On the all levels.
Yeah. Not only here, but elsewhere, yes?
Here, too. Here on Earth.
I said not only here, but
yes.
Elsewhere. Okay.
For example, you know, many people are saying that we're having global warming.
Right.
But global warming is not caused by things that man is doing. It's caused by this peak in energy.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go study science, you'll find out that not only is the Earth getting hotter,
mm-hmm.
but so is Mars. You'll
right.
find out that Neptune is getting brighter. My book has a whole chapter on changes going on in the solar system. And all validated by universities and scientists. So this is not just woo-woo. There's
right.
something. Right now, everything is in a state of transformation.
Right.
More than any time in the history of mankind.
Okay.
Okay? So that is going to cause, over the next period of time, a melting of the ice caps. It's going to cause danger in, if you live by the ocean,
yep.
it wouldn't be a bad idea to consider moving inland,
yeah.
according to what they're saying,
right.
that over the next few years, that the ocean is going to be moving in.
Right.
Now, one thing is that in terms of Earth changes, the consciousness of mankind plays a huge role in how those Earth changes, how impactful those Earth changes would be.
Now, that would make sense.
For example, a human at its best is a cosmic antenna. Each of us is
right.
an antenna
right.
that picks up vibrations from
right.
higher dimensions,
mm-hmm.
moves them through our body,
right.
and then into the Earth.
Right.
Now, most of us are not doing a good job of it. We become too disconnected.
Right.
We're not in that kind of flow. We're in our brains. We're watching television.
Right.
We're all preoccupied.
Yeah.
And we've focused our energies
mm-hmm.
in lower levels of chakras, so
okay.
to speak.
Okay. Yeah. Well, the Earth plane. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The Earth plane. Well, the thing is, what I'm saying is not to not be on the Earth plane, but to be a ground for the higher forces. While
right.
you're in your body on the
right.
Earth plane, okay?
And
when you're doing that, you're not only healing yourself, you're healing the Earth because
yep.
the energy goes right through you.
Mm-hmm.
If enough people in a given area are doing that, an
right.
earthquake can be stopped.
I would say I would have to agree with you. I believe
yeah.
I have seen some phenomenal things in my lifetime too,
mm-hmm.
and yeah, I agree. That can
and
be-
That's exactly what we're doing on our conference calls. We are bringing that energy in for the people that come in all over the country.
Uh-huh.
And then these group souls are there, and they're, like, paying attention. They're answering prayer requests. I don't like to use the word prayer because it sounds like a religion. But
but it's a petition.
The petitions, intentions.
Yeah.
They're joining in with us. They're actually joining in with us on our intentions.
Right.
Which are for the highest good of all concerned.
Right.
So they're there. That's what they're there for. They're here there to be helping us.
Mm-hmm.
So the conference call is an ongoing way that anyone mm-hmm. can ground themselves into this energy and
right.
hold it if they choose to.
Right.
So, but in general, we're going to have breakdowns.
Okay.
And how bad those breakdowns are very much dependent on us
yes.
and how much we can hold.
Right.
So, you know, if you're hearing this and it strikes home, please read my book because it explains this whole thing in detail and actually makes a connection to the group soul that's speaking through Edgar Casey David Wilcock. And that's their name is Ra.
Okay.
And then... And this is even a bigger thing. Because of this upgrade in vibration on the Earth, the Earth is going from third dimension or third chakra to fourth chakra.
Right.
Which means the lesson on the Earth is going to switch from power and individuality to compassion and empathy.
Right.
And now here's where it gets really controversial. And I'll say this, but I'm not going to say, do you believe it? I'm just telling you what the information that has come through three different sources and presented itself to be.
Okay.
And so I tell people, study this. If it happens to be correct, you'll be prepared. And if nothing happens, then you'll just say that nothing happened.
Okay.
This gets like a Star Trek movie, okay?
Okay.
But what's going to be happening, and they say this is going to be happening between 2009 and 2017.
All right.
There's going to be this upgrade from on the Earth from power chakra to heart chakra, right? Well, that means the power chakra is the third chakra, the heart chakra is the fourth chakra.
Right.
In order to qualify for the upgrade, your heart has to be open, slightly more than half.
Isn't otherwise, that interesting?
Otherwise, you do not fit into the new energy of the Earth. You know, it would be like the Earth is an energy that houses all of our energies, and if the Earth upgrades, if we don't upgrade, we don't fit.
Right.
And so there's going to be a division of souls. There's going to be those souls that upgrade to the new Earth and those that have to repeat third chakra experience.
Yeah.
Who are going to get moved to another planet in another star system to start over.
Right.
Now, remember I said not to believe that. This is something I'm putting out for people's consideration.
Right.
For myself, having three different sources say the same thing that I'm personally involved with is pretty compelling.
Yeah.
Now, what's going to happen is certainly there's two ways to get to this higher level Earth.
Right.
One way is you can die and reincarnate there.
Right.
And the division is made on the other side.
Right.
The other way is going to be a process where people, some people disappear from this realm in their bodies.
Right.
And actually end up in this higher dimension waiting for the Earth to go through changes before they come back here.
Mm-hmm.
And this is administrated by these two group souls, and it's the process that Jesus referred to as ascension.
Okay.
And if this is going to happen, there will be indications that it's real. And because what they say is, now I'm just quoting here,
okay.
the first group is going to leave sometime in 2009. And they're going to come back after they leave in light bodies and be visible to others. So we can wait and see and watch. And if we're not one of those people that happens to leave, then that's the way they're going to try to make us know that this is a positive thing and that it's real. Because otherwise, there has to be a voluntary movement to do this.
Hmm.
Nothing is forced. And if you...
I would guess not, because it's all about free will.
Now, if you read the Bible, Jesus says, in the end times, I'll be in the clouds.
Right.
And I'll be sending my messengers out, okay?
Right.
So, either we are some of the messengers.
Right.
Or we're really bad, okay?
we got a choice, have we?
Well, you know, I tell people, you figure it out. I'm just telling my story. I'm not going to tell people how to take this because I don't, quite frankly, it's too much responsibility. So, I get up and I look in the mirror every morning and I have, you know, the same urges, the same things that everyone else has in a human body. I don't consider myself above things or better than, just that I've had this experience of having all these guys talk to me and cross-referencing things.
Okay.
And I said, well, I have to go tell this to people, because if it happens this way and I didn't tell them, I'm going to feel guilty.
And
if it doesn't happen, I'll just say, well, I told you it may not happen, so there.
So, in other words, you've called a CYA.
CYA, what's that mean?
Cover your ass.
cover your ass, right. Exactly, exactly.
I'm sorry. It's a business, corporate comment. It's always a CYA.
Corporate politics, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's like...
It may happen, but if it doesn't, don't blame me.
That's right. It's a good story.
Yes.
But, you know, what's interesting is, like, for example, I'll give you some of the cross-referencing I was doing while I was studying the book, right?
Right.
And here's an example of the Ra group, and something that David said channeled them, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is pretty shocking. You ready for this? Can you handle this, Phyllis?
There's not a whole lot I can't handle.
Okay, this is Ra talking, saying, prior to the time of the shifting of the poles, there will be what we refer to as a mass boarding event, whereby we will arrive in your skies and allow those who are ready to come with us.
Yes, I know about that.
Those who are ready will be petitioned as such, where there will be an experience of a greeting of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
It is this greeting that will be the most explicitly inspirational and uplifting to the physical entity,
mm-hmm.
as it will correspond to that which is of the most religious significance to that entity's vibratory pattern.
Okay,
this inspirational, uplifting experience takes the form of an invitation, and it is important the decision be made rather quickly, as time is short. This is a time where you cannot take anything with you, and you will have to be willing to step forward and proceed. This time will be occurring in the now, and thus the now is all you have.
Right.
It is the now when you are reading these words, and it will be that same now that you experience when we invite you to come with us.
Okay. Can't pack my bags, huh?
Pack your bags. Well, you can pack them. Just say, okay.
Don't forget taking them.
You know. It's like everyone is listening. First of all,
yes. You
cannot. The first time you hear this, you cannot possibly jump up and down. You know, people are saying, "What about my children? What about my wife? How does this work?
That's not bothering me.
Pardon me?
That's not bothering me. I mean, what I'm hearing. Sounds like it. I just want to take my puppy dogs with me, you know. But I don't think they'll be around when that happens.
Yeah, and then again, people can say, "Why should I believe that? What is that? Where is it?" And I don't say to believe it. I say just study how this all happened for me, and how it and other people, because I'm not the only guy saying this.
No.
I just have probably one of the better stories about it.
Well, somehow it sounds familiar, and I can't tell you why. Okay, I can't see why. It feels comfortable, if that makes sense to you.
Yep.
I'm afraid I'm a believer, because it does make great sense to me, and it just feels like that's right for some reason.
Well, I know you have communications
with
other realms, so you can go ask questions about this now. And
I expect we will next week.
Get some validation.
Hmm?
And get your own validation for it.
As I said, it feels familiar. I've heard this before.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems to be a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what I mean by that.
Other than before this life.
Yeah, I think it's...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Apparently,
yeah.
I mean, if you'd like to know the big picture as they describe it,
right?
And that is that most of us have gone through eons and eons and eons in this level, perhaps thousands of lifetimes.
Oh yeah.
Not only on Atlantis and Mu,
right?
But even going back to other star systems,
and
other planets in this system. Okay.
Right. Exactly. Yes.
And we've been repeating the patterns, many of us,
ad nauseam, as I would call it,
for millions of years, okay?
It's time to get over it.
And if we don't graduate this particular time, we're just going to go on repeating the pattern again until there's another opportunity.
Yeah.
That's what they say.
And that's why it's so important to move along at this point.
maybe another 75 or 80,000 years of lifetimes.
I don't think so.
The problem is, you know, what happens is the people with open hearts graduate, and the people with hearts that are not open, when I say open, they say 51%, slightly more than half is what qualifies you.
And how? What opens your heart? That's the question.
You know what opens your heart?
What?
There's only one thing. There's only one way to keep your heart open in this realm.
And
that is through loving other people, connecting with other people. We need each other to, I mean, what is a heart but an energy that reaches out? And it needs to reach out to someone.
Right.
It needs to feel someone. The problem is so many of us have been hurt.
Yes.
And we're scared. Okay. You know, that's why I'm telling you, my conference call is a miraculous thing.
Yes.
And I've been watching it. I didn't know this was going to work. This is like, I call it an experiment.
Okay, we just got a beep. So do we have somebody calling in?
You sure do. Hi, Phyllis. Hi, Wynn.
Hi, who's this?
This is Caroline from Toronto. Guys, how's it going?
Fine, just fine. Thank you so
much. Hi, Caroline.
Hey, buddy. Listen, I just I was listening in, Wynn, and I'd actually caught wind of the conference call before, but through an email. And I thought it was kind of interesting because I always thought that was kind of like older information in the sense that we had actually grown to such a point that we had decided in another sort of level that we were going to take on a lot for the planet and bring everybody with us. So it wasn't a kind of situation where we would be leaving such. We'd actually be raising the vibration of the planet for everyone. What's your take on that?
Well, you know what? I've asked questions about this. And that was one of the options, okay? And it still is an option, okay? It is an option that we could raise the vibration of everyone here, and that the whole planet or the majority of people here would move up together. And it's like, from my vantage point, in the current questions, there's a separation. What they said is, between now and 2012 is the period of time that people can switch paths.
Mm-hmm.
There's essentially, you know, two different paths, three different paths. Well, there's more than two paths. There's three paths, but it would take a certain critical number of people anchoring the energy into the planet from the higher realms. And one of the problems is if there's not that critical amount of people, there's going to be serious. Now remember, I don't know if any of this is true. I'm saying it like it's true, but it's, I can't prove it. This is derivative from my conversations.
Oh, no, that's cool. I totally agree with both you guys in the sense that, you know what, all three of us don't know if it's true. No one, we will never know if it's 100% true, but we know on some level it totally resonates in some level.
Yeah,
and then the other level, the other option also resonates. So that just shows you how amazing we are in our spiritual path where, you know what, we'll take heads, we'll take tails.
Right. You know, I really suggest reading my book, The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce.
Oh, I have.
Oh, you read it?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Because, you know, Ra is not a lightweight. Ra is, you know, the wisdom in there is incredible. The understanding of the human condition is incredible. And, you know, Ra is, you know, saying this. This is the way it's going to be. And then, of course, the Elohim is saying to me, this is the way it's going to be. And their information totally correlates with each other. So, I've asked so many questions about this. Like I asked, you know, I said, wouldn't it be better to stay for the upliftment of people? And they said, you know what, things could get so bad here between now and 2017 that you could end up going into fear and losing your energetic thrust to get out of this realm.
Right.
And so they said it's better to leave,
refresh
yourself, and if you want to come back for the benefit of others, there's all free will. You can come back later. And you could come back later on the hell planet if you wanted to. You could come back later on the higher planet if you want to. It's all free will. And so each person...
sorry, Wynn, I was just going to say, you know what you say totally resonates as well, because you know what, Phyllis, you remember December and January, and you'll remember this too, when a lot of us were feeling a little bit blah, we're kind of feeling off kilter, we're wondering what the heck was going on, and everybody was feeling it. So I know what you mean. It could get like that again, where we're just feeling, you know what? Let's go, you know? Let's move on.
I do know my conference call is really powerful. And I mean, if I could get millions of people, I can't get millions of people on the phone line, but I have this circumstance where I have actually learned to work with these energies of these group souls.
Right.
Where as long as I keep my intent pure and I do something, like for example, I mean, I've been learning this as I go. When I do a public talk, and it's like they are in the room as a huge light energy.
Right.
And I see the energy, and it blows me away. It's like it's almost dizzying how much light is in the room. When I do the conference call, they're on the conference call, so they say.
Yes.
And the people on the call are, many of them are feeling energies, they're having miraculous things, and sometimes we have little miracles on the call that just blow my mind. I'll give you an example of a miracle. On Tuesday, there's a fellow by the name of Wayne who moderates the call. And what we do is we read a channeling and then kind of do a prayer therapy at the end of it.
Okay.
Now, Wayne was reading a channeling a few weeks ago, and he came upon a word that he couldn't pronounce. And he was looking at the word, and he was the only guy that had the text of the channeling. He was looking at the word, and he hesitated, and suddenly a voice came on the line and whispered the word. So everyone heard it. And Wayne said, "How did that happen? Did somebody say that? There's no way anyone could have said it." Here's another thing that happened on the conference call. There's a woman in Ohio that whenever it rained, the rain would go in her basement, and she would get sick from mold.
Uh-huh.
And so she, at the end of the calls, we put things in the light. It's kind of like prayer, intention, therapy,
right,
asking for assistance for the highest good of all concerned.
Right.
And so she kept putting her basement in the light and the rain in the light. And, you know, this is after 7 years of this happening. Suddenly the water stopped going into her basement. And we thought it was a coincidence, okay? And, I mean, I didn't, you know, you never know. You wonder, is this coincidence or did this really happen? So after a few weeks, she looked out her back door and she saw this light, like a circle of light on her property, moving around very slowly. And she looked up and it wasn't coming from anywhere. It was just there. And so she told me about it. So then we did a channeling and I asked the Elohim, "Could you explain anything about that circle of light?" And they said, "That was just a reconnaissance unit to make sure that they diverted the water properly." So you know, these are the kinds of circumstances that keep happening.
Could you come and fix my kitchen?
Well, try it. Get on the line and say, "Fix my..." But, you know, one of the things that's happening over and over again is, you know, you see, when we talk about opening our hearts, we all have people around us. And we say, "Well, I can't open my heart to them. Where's the right person to open my heart to?" Right?
You open it to everyone.
Well,
really.
What's happening is people on the call are sending the light to the people who would be problems.
Yes.
People in the relationships are shifting.
Right.
I mean, just by asking, suddenly there's a magic. Not by working things out, not through long conversations.
Right.
There's some magical thing that happens.
Right.
And the relationship changes, and suddenly what was a difficult relationship has become a loving relationship or an
Absolutely.
Easier relationship.
Absolutely.
So it looks like we have 1 minute, right?
Oh, no, we have a couple more minutes than that.
Doesn't Don stop at 5 of?
Well, I don't know. He might.
Well, you know, I always close the Don and Lynn show, Phyllis.
Okay.
With an invocation to the light, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I've come to assume that these group souls are paying attention to me.
Yes.
And as long as we all want them present, they'll show up if I ask.
Of course, we do.
Would you like? Can I ask? Is it okay?
Absolutely. No,
so this is the way. This is the way we stop the Don and Lynn show or close it. And it's like Father, Mother, God.
Mm-hmm.
We ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect Phyllis and myself and every person that's listening to us right now. And we can all imagine ourselves for a moment in this flow of energy radiating from the center of our galaxy called the Hunab-Ku, radiating through our solar system, through our bodies, and into the Earth. Some of you may notice a lightening up of your vibrations, a breathing deeper. Some of you who are more sensitive might see light energies in your space. Just take a deep breath and imagine for this moment that on the other side, we all merge our energies. We connect for a moment. We are one. We feel our oneness. And in that oneness, we can feel the experience as an upliftment in our hearts right now. And while we're one on the other side, we ask for the presence of those group souls, those energies, those entities who are positive, who are service to others, who are coming in the Christed light to merge with us. And right at this moment, let's see ourselves as one huge ball of energy expanding through our solar system and through our galaxy, all of us together. And take a moment now and take the people that you need help with, people in your life that are sick, people in your life that you're having difficulties with, people that need healing. Put them in that light. Send them this light and hold it. And if you can feel this energy, please come and join our conference call, which is going to be on BBS Radio at 6:30. God bless you all. Thank you for being here. Phyllis, I turn it back to you, and thank you for letting me do that.
We're quite welcome, and what a joy it was, and a pleasure to have you. We have Winfrey, who has given you this beautiful invitation. I hope you'll join. I hope I'll be able to join sometimes as time allows and my work schedule does. I'd love to listen in and be a part of this. And I'll love to read your book, Win. And again, I'm Phyllis Pricer. Thank you so much, young lady, for calling. And I thank you so much for participating in our conversation. It's a joy always to hear from our listeners. My website is multiplepathwaysinc.com, or you can reach me at area code 202-387-2080, or you can send me emails at psychicworlds4@aol.com. And I thank you so much for listening, and I am so looking forward to talking to you again next week. And Wynn, I'm looking forward to having you again on the show at some point.
Thank you so much for inviting me, Phyllis, and I look forward anytime.
Thank you again. I think we have a few more minutes because Don hasn't cut us off yet. So if we can...